This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors and thrivers. Thrivers, there's thrivers too, of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how you don't get to be happy when a narcissistic person is sad or feeling or in a funk or in a slight depression or has something going on mentally and things like that. You don't get to celebrate when they are not being celebrated. That's why this kind of goes into the plot line of why narcissistic people ruin special events and celebrations and things like that. Anything that's not celebrating the narcissistic person, you don't get to be happy during those celebrations. Or, you hear me say or, if you get to be happy, it's because that narcissist or toxic person is being able to take credit for your success for some reason, some way, shape, or form. Hey, you wouldn't have graduated if I wouldn't have been there for you. Hey, you wouldn't have got that promotion if I wouldn't have drove you to work and helped you buy that car. Hey, so it's kind of both our graduations. Hey, it's kind of both our promotions. Can they put my name on the pay stubs as well? Things like that. You don't get to be happy. That's why sometimes if you come home, like if you're celebrating something, if you had a great day, right? And for some reason you come home, you're like, "Ooh, I had a great day." You come home, you bouncing full of energy. But for some reason you come home and that narcissistic person is looking at you like, "Why are you so happy?" You're like, "Oh, let me tell you about my day. I had this happen. I had this happen. I had this happen. I'm just so happy." And they're like, "Well, let me tell you about my day. I had this happen and this happen and this happen. So excuse me if I don't jump up for joy while you're celebrating your happiness. Sorry for I'm not jumping for joy and celebrating you. I apologize. Pardon my mood as I sit in depression while you're happy as hell. You don't get to be happy. You just don't. I mean, a lot of times people in these narcissistic toxic relationships, you stay because some reason you think it's going to change. Like maybe this celebration, maybe if we have a kid together, maybe if we go on a vacation together, maybe if we go on a trip together, maybe if I celebrate their birthday or their celebrations or their promotions harder, maybe they'll appreciate me more. Yeah, it is a endless, pointless task to try to do that. I'm just letting you know, it is an absolute pointless task for you to try to get a narcissistic person to appreciate you. It just is. It is a pointless task for you to try to get a narcissistic person to celebrate with you. It just is. Y'all will waste so much energy trying to get them to be happy for you that you'll make yourself sad. You just will. I know people come in and hear my videos and stuff like that, see my videos like, "Well, Lee, you just make it seem like there's no hope for the narcissistic person." Yeah, if you look at me and you see how far I've come with the work that I put into myself, my existence on these platforms and just doing what I do in life now is, in fact, helping to break the stigma. People keep just saying, "Lee, can you make more videos towards narcissists?" You can't make videos for narcissists. I would be making videos for 4 people, for 6 people, for 10 people, because most people are not going to acknowledge the narcissism. You know when narcissistic people want to make behavior alterations? When their behaviors are shouted, when a bright, shining beacon of light is shined on their behavior so they can't hide in the dark anymore. I've tried talking to other narcissistic people. I was in a group of thousands of self-aware narcissists. Thousands. They didn't want to do what I do. They wanted to sit and keep living the lives that they were living. They were fine living how they live. I wasn't. I know how to work on narcissistic mind. You have to shine the light on it. You can't be go be nice to your narcissistic person right now. Your narcissist in your life right now. "Hey, Mr. Mrs. Narcissist, or my non-binary narcissistic partner, can you change for me?" Rawr! And then you wonder why. "Well, Lee Hammack told me not to do it like that, and I didn't listen." A lot of people don't listen to me. People listen to me and just do the exact opposite of what I tell them. What I suggest they do. I say, "Look, don't do this. Don't do that. Rah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, Lee. How about that? that'll teach you. You're not going to teach me a lesson, y'all. You're just not. by not listening to me, you're going to teach yourself a lesson. You know what I mean? But this, I know I crossed over the little boundary right there. But like, that's how it goes, y'all. There's no amount of joy that you can pour into a narcissistic person that's going to make them alter their behaviors. But if they're celebrating, if they're sad, you have to be sad. Me as a narcissist, I want you to match my energy. Whatever energy I'm exuding, you need to exude the same type of energy. I don't care if you just hit the lottery and made $1 million, and we just need, look, and that's what we were complaining about. That's where the sadness in our house was centered around money, and you just won $1 million. You bust in the house, like you kicked the door open like a damn police officer serving a warrant. You had a warrant out for my arrest for something. Like, you kicked the door in. You had a no-knock warrant. You bust my door in. With happiness, though. Not with the battering ram, with happiness. Boom. We won the lottery. You got $1 million. The bills are paid. Yes, baby, yes. That narcissistic person in your life would probably look at you like, okay, well, congrats. We got our bills paid. They wouldn't be happy because it's you doing it. Because it's you saving the day. They have to thank you for it. You see how that works right there? You can literally save the family.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
You can save the friendship. You can save whatever situation that you're in, and they will still find a way to bring you down for that same situation. They just will. I just feel like people who just, yeah, you just, you'll, it's a never ending battle trying to make a narcissist happy, y'all. It just is. I just want to let people know that. Like, sorry, y'all. You just keep having to do that. They want you to match their energy. So if they are sad, you need to be sad. If they are happy, you need to be happy. No matter how sad you are, no matter what you've been through, you could have just lost the dog you've had for 18 years that you've grown up with. You know what I mean? The dog just passed away, and they are happy though. So you have to be happy. They just got a promotion at work, but your dog just died. Guess what? Guess which one of y'all would be? Guess which emotional state the house is going to have to be in? Your sadness is bringing the mood down. The dog was 18 years old. It was time for the dog to pass away. How long do you think the dog was going to live, right? How long do you think the dog was going to live? And then celebrate with me. The dog was gone. I'm here. We celebrating. You don't get to be happy. You don't get to be sad. Your emotions, your emotional state, your energy, the energy that you're vibrating out, that you're exuding out, has to match that narcissistic person's energy. And I know it's not fair. How do we get them on our energy, our wavelength? Yeah. Again, y'all, that's an endless battle. So many people want to ask me questions about how do you manipulate a narcissist? How do you do this right here? How does your wife handle you? I feel like I keep having to say this every single day because people keep asking me, I want to talk to your wife to see how she handles you. What the hell is my wife going to tell you about dealing with me that's going to help you? I've been in therapy for 5 years and been working on myself for 15 years. Your narcissistic person, your toxic person, doesn't even want to acknowledge the fact that they're toxic. They're blaming you. So what is she going to tell you? She didn't do anything to help me change. She left. She packed herself up and she dipped out. That's what she did. Well, if I leave, will they change? They might change the bedroom configuration and go clap somebody else's cheeks. You have to pick you, y'all. Y'all are so worried about trying to make somebody else happy that you forget about you. Sometimes you can be too selfless. Y'all be sacrificing your own happiness to keep that person around. And what kind of life is that to live? You know what I mean? If they want you to match their energy on a consistent basis, what kind of life is that to live? Like, honestly, that's not a life. To me, that's not a life to each their own. You know what I mean? I'm not sitting here trying to chastise how y'all live y'all lives. But again, they have to be willing to work on themselves forever. Forever. Not for a day or two. Not for a session or two. Forever. Forever. Or you're gonna be trying to match their energy level. But Lee, how do we celebrate? How do we have good news? Share good news with them and not be bought down? Like not have to. How do we share good news with them and later on, like and not have to be sad later on in the same day? Share your good news with people who will celebrate with you first. If you have good news Share it with that. Share it with somebody else first. Share it with your support system. Share it with your friends and family. Don't share it with that person. Share it to the, look, share it to them. Share it to your narcissistic person after you've already celebrated with other people. But don't tell them. Again, this is going to be a misleading life. You can be doing some old mischievous stuff, but this is how you have to live sometimes with it. With that type of personality disorder, you have to celebrate first or leave them. Imagine graduating from college or getting a huge promotion that changes your family's life forever, or getting a huge job, a great job that'll change your family's life forever, but you can't celebrate it with the person that you're close to, the person that you love and care about. What kind of life is that to live? You got to go celebrate it with your sisters or your brothers or your mom or your dad or something like that, your grandma. You got to share your best friend, your friend, your roommate from college or something like that. You got to share it with them. You can't share it with your partner because they'll bring you down. What kind of life is that to live, y'all? I'm just saying. Like, what kind of life is it to live? But that's how you have to live sometimes. You want to remain in a relationship like this? Sometimes you have to. And if they find out, guess what? Guess what happens if they found out you told somebody else about your promotion or your job or celebration first? Guess what happens if they find out you shared your good news with somebody else first with them, but other than them? You're going down the same road. It's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. I tell people, no situation, do the damned that makes you the happiest. But also keeps you the safest, because some people are crazy and beat you up because you shared or put their hands on you because you shared some news with somebody else. You shared your good news with your mother and your brother before me? How dare you? I thought you loved me. You don't love me. You don't care about me. You shared your promotion with them. But babe, last time I shared my promotion with you, you busted out a window and threw a brick at me. What that was last time? What about this time? No, it's not just the last time. Every time I share some good news with you, you throw a brick at me. Like, I have a stack of bricks outside the house when you throw them at me. Every time I share some good news with you. But that was the first 15 times. You didn't give me a 16th chance. Ah. If you stay in this relationship, y'all, this is your life. And this is not me trying to chastise you or pick on you or pick at you. This is your life. Live it the way you want to live it. Live it to the fullest extent. I'm going to close this thing out, y'all, by saying live in-person meet and greet. Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd, at the Honeysuckle at Lakewood Bar and Grill in Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd, 2022. In case y'all listen to this down the road, I know how YouTube is. YouTube had this video planned to y'all in 2024. Stay tuned, like, and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.